Chapter 16, Message from Destiny.
I bring you a message from Destiny,
shouted the prince as he entered the library.
All those who seek wisdom and knowledge, step outside and follow me.
The library emptied immediately as all the people followed the lawyer. Once outside, the prince said softly to Hope,
you are to stay with me.
Then to Intuition, he called,
find this boy's bike and the men who took it.
Aroo! 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 Wailed Intuition as she shot off into the mist. Moments later, they heard her voice in the distance. Aroo! 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 To Hope, the prince gave new instructions.
Take us to your mother.
Sniffing the ground as she trotted happily along, Hope followed the trail of Intuition, and all the people followed Hope. By the time they reached the southern gate of the city, the people of the library had been joined by the people of the park, the people of the marketplace, and the people of the streets.
You're not taking us outside the city, are you?
Asked a voice in the crowd. Standing in the gateway, the lawyer turned and spoke to all the people.
You believe in a world that is kind and good, and in a king who is out of control. But I'm here to tell you that the king is kind and good. It is the world that is out of control.
A collective gasp escaped the crowd. Suddenly, the fog began to dissipate. Aroo! 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 The voice of Intuition wafted up to them from the valley far below. In the light of the newfound sun, the people could now see Intuition leaping and jumping at the base of a giant tree. Beneath the tree were all the things that were ever supposedly taken by the king. And high in the upper branches, holding on for dear life, were a pair of nervous, twitching twins, the larger one above the smaller. He seemed to have been badly bitten. And hurrying up the side of the mountain was an elegantly dressed man, with arms spread wide, smiling broadly as he came.